This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi guys, how are you? I hope you're having a lovely, lovely Thursday. We've got loads of guests on today. Plus, I'm really excited about this week's music because there's loads of new stuff, but there's loads of stuff with a lot of kind of backstory that I want to chat to you about. First up, I'm going to start this shit off right by playing Start This Shit Off Right, Lil Wayne, his brand new track from his brand new album, The Carter V. 23 songs. Huge. We've been waiting for it for a while, though. There's been some kind of legal problems and bits and bobs going on that has meant that it's been a bit delayed. This album features everybody. Kendrick Lamar, Nicki Minaj, Ashanti, like everybody. Nivea, who, if you remember Nivea, she was in Danger, that Mr. Kyle song. It's sick. Travis Scott's in there. There's even a sample from Sampha, UK Sampha. It's a really good album if you haven't listened to it. It's big, so take a minute. But this is one of my favourite tracks on the album. It features Ashanti and Mac Mayne. I don't know why it just really I just really vibed with it, and I wanted to start the show off with it. Because it's called Start This Shit Off Right, so why wouldn't you start the show with it, eh? Let's have a little listen to it and let me know what you think. But otherwise, go and have a listen to The Carter V because it's very, very, very good.
We gon' start this shit off right. We got badass bitches in the house tonight. We gon' start this shit off right. We got some badass bitches in the house tonight. We gon' start this shit off right. We got some badass bitches in the house tonight. We gon' start this shit off right. We got some badass bitches in the house tonight. We got some badass bitches, badass bitches. Bitches outside, them some sad ass bitches. Let go,
let go, let go, let go.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We got some badass bitches, badass bitches. Bitches outside, them some sad ass bitches. Let go,
let go,
yeah,
let go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ashanti.
Fucked around and made a bunch of fuck around money. Now I feel like found money. I'm fucking awesome, to awesome have a child for me. Got homies who ain't coming home till the cows coming. Niggas with power, they tryna press our power buttons. Now baby make that ass clap like it's proud of me. She said I will like ill with an apostrophe. It's Lil, don't you word around on the streets that everything is working out like obliques. They wanna see it obese. You drive me crazy, you gon' crash the vert. Get out my business while you act like a clerk. I got a white girl, she call me names like bastard and jerk. That's when I send her ass back to the birds. Fuck the right, good night, die with them open. I'm with a big booty bitch dressed inappropriate. Cocaine, baking soda, and some hot water. Kept the fiends coming back to me, not karma. Smiled at my first kilo like a proud father. Smiled at my first judge like I'll be out tomorrow. Keep the Glock on him. All eyes on me, I had a Pac moment. This a man in fresh beat and I go Pac on it. My homeboy's proud of me like Barack homies. Your homeboy's tired of me, I hope they die yawning. Leave your house haunted, I ain't kidding, I ain't playing. Fuck up your house party, Lil, don't you?
So DJ, won't you play some old song? Cause we ain't got nowhere to go but home. And we ain't got nowhere to go but wrong. Oh, 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 oh. So DJ, won't you play some old song?
Watching a mink coat, yeah. Whatever I spit at a tree grow. I'm a blood with some C-notes. And I'm getting more checks than a peephole, yo. I done been through hell and back on a steamboat. Met the devil, came back feeling free, yo. Gang banging, tatted up like Latinos. And since I'm on my Spanish shit, it's called a Cinco. Mommy is bionic and bisexual, bilingual. Mommy is a goddess, but she gotta let her wing show. Mommy trying to fuck me with her team, that's a team sport. All these bad bitches in this bitch, but I ain't seen yours. Muscle car look like it just got out the bingo. Drop the top, smell like I just opened a weed store. A nice beat mixed with Tunchi like a cream float. With Manny Fresh, the OG, now it's a G-O. Squad in the bitch, cause it pop off. Fresh, can you please tell these niggas I've been rich since the high boys? Yeah.
door by the screen door. Your girl walking around my house wearing nothing but my watch and my mink coat. Yeah, now everybody throw a five, caught a cinco. And since I'm on my Spanish shit, the mother boy's finito. We gon' start this shit off right.
We got badass bitches in the house tonight. We gon' start this shit off right. We got some badass bitches in the house tonight. We got some badass bitches, some badass bitches. Bitches outside, there's some sad ass bitches. Let go. Yeah.
Yeah. Let go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We got some badass bitches, some badass bitches. In the restroom, in the mirror, taking pictures. All right. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. We got some badass bitches, some badass bitches. Couple niggas tripping me, mugging, making fits. It's all right. It's all right. But we don't fight, no. Welcome.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Jacob Banks, welcome to FUBAR Radio. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, love. How are you?
I'm good. I'm relaxed. I'm here in this very posh room with you.
It's very lavish, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is obviously you, man.
I wouldn't say so. This is out of my comfort zone.
Is it? Yeah. So we're both feeling awkward.
Yeah.
Let's get relaxed. Nice. Let's get relaxed and talk a little bit about something that you do love, which is music.
Partially, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you've got to the point now where you might hate it a bit because you're about to drop your debut album, which is a scary time. You've got a month. It's literally like around about a month from now.
It's exactly a month from
today.
Now. Yeah. It's exactly a
November
month
November the 2nd.
Yeah.
This is following. Obviously, it's your first album. It's your first large piece of work.
Yeah.
However you want to describe it, album, large work.
Yeah.
How's it feeling? Are you feeling nervous?
Nah.
Chilled.
Yeah, I just feel grateful, man. Like, this is such an incredible position to be in. And I think luckily I've created a life for myself that doesn't depend on this. It depends on being honest. It depends on being grateful. It depends on being true to myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like me and the homies have made something that we're all very proud of. So come what may, man.
Sick.
Still gang. I'm still cool. You know?
I love that vibe. Also, I've seen that on your socials a lot. You kind of have that element of happiness and great gratitude and sort of the universe and all that kind of stuff, which is something I'm into also.
Yeah.
But linking to your recent success on the Equalizer 2 soundtrack, I saw how grateful you were and how wonderful that kind of 360 was of you seeing Denzel Washington in a film and then, you know, him basically introduce you to music you'd never heard before. And then the whole 360 full circle of you then being on the soundtrack. That must be crazy feeling.
Yeah, that was a weird one for me because I actually, in my heart of hearts, I felt bad. I felt bad because I was talking so much smack about it before it came out. And then the moment it did, it came. That moment of gratitude came. And I felt bad for not feeling it earlier because the listener always only hears it when everything's sorted, but the amount of paperwork, the amount of people, of like edits you have to make can sometimes rob you of that thought process. And I was so caught up in all of it. I was just like, oh, just get it out, man.
Just get it out.
Just whatever. I just put it out. And as soon as the day came, I was like, I just like to slow down, just really think about this, because sometimes we forget about the times where we prayed for everything you have right now. And it's just, I always try to catch myself in those moments. Like, there was a time where I was begging for this, so don't miss anything. No, I always sleep with your eyes wide open. I try not to ever miss a beat. But anything I can thank whoever for, I'm like, thank you, man. I appreciate it because I wanted this for so long. So being here now, I should always be vocal about it.
The thing is, it's so weird because it's so true. We all spend our lives saying, I'm going to achieve this and then I'm going to be happy. And then you achieve that and then you go, no, I'm not really. I want to achieve this. And then you keep forgetting to be grateful for what you've done.
Yeah, you have to be, man. You have to. And it's hard. It's very difficult because you're growing, your taste level is increasing. So you're always wanting more things than you wanted before. But still, if you can just pause, just really just be in the moment and just be like, you know what? We'll still keep pushing, but Well, we're here. Thank you very much for this.
And that must happen to you a lot right now, because things are going very, very well for you.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I don't know what.
Constantly taking 10 minutes out just to.
Yeah, just and there's no minutes left, you know, just saying thank yous every day. But it's such a wonderful and humbling experience because, you know, nobody's deserving of anything. I think things just happen and things just are. And I just feel privileged. I feel like it could have been anybody. And I feel privileged to have been chosen to tell the stories I get to tell.
That's a really beautiful thing. But also, you say it could happen to anyone. I don't think it could, because have you heard your voice?
I think it could.
No. If I tried to do it, it would not happen. But seriously, your voice is transports me back in time and also forward in time. At the same time, how many times can I say time? But seriously, like, when did you realise that you had a talent? Because your voice is so unique. It's so different.
I'm 27 now. I started singing when I was 21. And I would tell you this much. This ain't talent. This is hours. My boys would tell you. This is hours of keeping everybody up at our little apartment in Coventry, singing off the top of my... Because I just fell in love with singing and writing. And it was just that. There's no God-given gift. There's God-given guidance. But this is 2 years of touring straight. This is growing. This is 10,000 hours. Ain't nothing remotely lucky about it. Ain't nothing no talent about it. It's constantly battering everyone that's ever lived with me with vocals.
So what you're saying to me is... If I do 10,000 hours, I can be Jacob Banks.
Listen, if I played you a tune of mine from 4 years ago, you would be like, who is that dusty bray? Like, you won't recognize who I am. And I feel that way about stuff that songs that I put out 4 years ago. I listen back, I'm like, boy, I will murder that now. And it's still like, I know I'm going to look back at some things I've done last year and be like, eh. Like, it's a constant thing. It is 10,000 hours. It's not. Some people have a gift. Some people work hard, and they say, you know, hard work beats success. Hard work beats talent if talent doesn't work hard. It's just that.
It makes total sense.
Yeah.
I definitely think there's some talent in there somewhere, though. Yeah. Just saying. Let's talk a bit about Village.
Yeah.
Be Good to Me. The video dropped just the other day. It's beautiful. Intense, dramatic, stressful, and also wonderful.
Yeah.
You were involved in the behind the scenes as well as being in the video.
Yeah.
What was that experience like for you?
It's fun, man. Like, I only try to work with friends. It's just not because I'm snobby about anything else. It's such a more interesting story to tell working with the homies. So it's just all my friends. I wrote the treatment when I was writing a song and pitched ideas to the boys. They loved it. We got together, got the suits involved. They forked out some cash, sorted. Went over to Kent.
Oh, Kent!
Yeah, we shot the running scene in Kent. There's some farm that was really nice to us there. And I put out a tweet and Insta asking people, just supporters and friends, if they wanted to be extras. People came. Bish bash bash.
Safe.
Couple dramatic moments.
Video's
done. And it's just like, for me, it's all these things. It's, I always try to think, what would I remember the most? When it's all said and done, I'm going to remember my friends. I had so much fun building with my friends. Everyone I come in contact with, it's a possibility of a lifetime of communication. So I always think, I would treasure this moment. While it's happening, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to think about this when I'm 20 years from now. It's going to be so much fun to reflect on this very moment. So I always try to build my friends for that reason. It's because we can look back at this and be like, yeah, man, it was dope.
Are your friends the ones that tell you what you need to hear when you need to hear it?
No, nobody can tell me nothing. I just won't hear it. I'm nah. Like, you can say, it might be truth, but nah. But I don't really, I play everything close to my chest. My friends keep me humble. Like, they, if I wear something that's a little, like,
Gucci.
Yeah, they're like, man, what are you doing? What's that? Like, what's that? What's that? My friends are very normal. Like, yeah. I don't have any industry friend. I don't have any, like, I have people who are, I guess I have one or two celeb friends, but even those are very, they're very normal family people who have kids. It's just very, everything needs to be on a human level for me because I can't relate to anything else. I can't relate to glitz and glamour. I'm not from there. It's nice, but I just can't. Like, and I don't detest anyone who has that. It's just I can't relate to it. It's never real life for me. Whenever I'm in situations where people are talking about £20,000 watches, I'm just kind of like,
cool.
Must be nice. But I can't relate to it. There's no common ground. So my friends very, very much like me, and they're just pretty much just plebs. Pretty much.
Yeah, but being a pleb is the best thing ever.
So you might think that.
I think so.
Because you're a pleb?
I'm a pleb.
Fair enough.
I'm definitely a pleb.
Yeah,
me I'm too. Like a word vomit pleb that does it for a living. Yeah. We kind of both are.
Yeah.
You sing it, I say it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a band, you and I.
Oh my God, mate. Let's do it.
Do you reckon you could rap?
I know I could rap.
Sorted. I won't put you on spot. I don't want...
I've done it before.
Don't give away your stuff. It's not.
We'll work on it. We'll make it work. Yeah. It will be a serious.
A short video.
There'll be no
well.
Gucci flip flops in my rapping though.
Yeah, because I don't. Yeah, just save your voice as well.
We'll I work will.
On the bars and it'll work.
Well, should we do another album then?
Yeah, second album is just collab. Well, just you and me.
Just me and you. What could we call ourselves? Jacob Harriet. Jarriot.
Babes, do
bang, Harriet. No.
Oreo.
There we go. Sold. Forget this album. New album. 2019. January, probably. Maybe February if we are lazy about it.
Yeah, Oreo.
I think that's it. We're sold.
I think it's sorted, yeah. It's going to be
Let's
great.
Start writing some treatments for some videos. I'm very good at acting, so...
Sorted. I don't even like being on videos anyway, so you could be the face of it all.
Okay, cool.
Just brains, you know.
You can definitely be the brains. Yeah. Definitely. I feel like your experience and your relationship with your friends is definitely part of the reason why you are successful, because you are very down to earth and your music is connects with people on a level that reflects that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think culturally as well. I think being Nigerian and being from a proud group of people, and even being from the Bits, like the Bits is proud. Like people get behind their own. It's like that's Jacob from Ends, and it forces you to make sure that you're accountable for everything you do. Like if I say something weird up my neck, my mum would text me ASAP. Like, what did you just say? My mum can tell my thoughts before, like, so I'm around about a bunch of people who take responsibility for me.
Yeah.
So it forces me to make sure that when I walk out into the world, I make my people proud, I make my mom proud, I make my boys proud, I make my girls proud, like, I make the ends proud, like, I'm not. And on a deeper one, it's representation for me. It's important for me to walk into certain rooms because I feel like people from my background, you can relate to me on so many levels, whether color of my skin, whether it's just the everyday person, whether it's someone who grew up from Birmingham, like you can find something in me that relates to you, that you think, oh, that's one of us. Even if we don't look the same or talk the same, you can find something. So that being said, I walk into these rooms and I have to show up because I have to prove to people from similar backgrounds that these things are a possibility. You can have this as well. And I just remember growing up, I didn't see nobody like me up there, so it didn't look attainable. And especially in the way I make music, I saw people who look like me in the world of hip-hop and R&B and being athletes, but people who I know, they're not black people make music about rock and roll, like, you know, that taking elements of rock and roll and blues, I've never seen that. So I go into these rooms and I want to represent the choices that people I know from similar backgrounds don't have. And I want them to know that this is a possibility. You don't have to do it, but when you're choosing who you want to be as your final form, that's my cards on the table if you want that as well.
Powerful, though. Powerful to do that as a kid and not see yourself. in society and where you want to be, so you put yourself in there. That's crazy power.
The thing about an artist, being an artist, is you always speak from a point of view of reflecting. And while it's happening, I didn't have no clue what I was doing. I was just like, it's like music, isn't it? And I just want to sing, you know, just have a go.
I'll just keep singing then.
So, but when you look back, and you realize your purpose, but it has to have happened first. It's not this great insight you have before you start. You kind of have to bang your head a couple of times.
It'd be weird if you had it before you started. Yeah, you know what I mean? It would be like almost godlike, you know, trying to emanate that.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's all after the fact.
Yeah.
It starts to make sense.
And you're here setting the example that anything that can be possible for someone like you.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing as well, I think, a wonderful thing. And also your music's sick.
Thank you.
It's like butter melting lyrics. Thank you. The sound is incredible. I can't wait to hear the full Village.
Thank you.
What's behind the name, out of interest?
It's based off the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. So I've moved through so many circles, so many things, and I've always loved that phrase because it doesn't say it takes a good village, it just says it takes a village. And we're all a product of so many things, like, you know, you're a sister, you're a daughter, you're a lover, you are so many things, you're a friend. Like, we, as human beings, the human experience is so many things. And making this album, I didn't want to have to just choose a small percentage of me, like the part of me that only likes blues. Like, I like so many things, I wanted to celebrate the whole spectrum. So that's kind of the idea of the album.
That's such a beautiful, I'd never even heard that before.
For real?
I feel like maybe I have when
you
I was
probably
at school.
Have.
I'm pretty stupid though.
No, you're not. Don't
you're teaching
that.
Me today.
No, you're wonderful.
Actually, I shouldn't have said that because we're about to start a band. I don't want you to lose faith in me before.
No, I wouldn't. You're not stupid, my dear.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you for having
me. I'm looking forward. And also, off on tour.
Yeah, you're going on tour. Start 12th of November.
And as Time magazine said, prepare to be floored by Jacob Banks. And I totally agree with that.
It's okay.
I'm looking forward to being floored during this tour.
Pull up, man. Pull up. Let me know.
100%.
Just so you see, I'll show you around.
I'll obviously support beyond the support.
Yeah. Naturally. So just so you get used to the stage. You know, I'm not doing too much. But it'll be fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll hopefully catch you again.
Amen.
When we're promoting our own album.
Amen. Yeah.
We'll bye, everybody.
Cool. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, please. Be good to me, or save my soul and lead me home. I've been running for far too long. Oh, please be good to me. Be good to me. Carrying promises, another war that I've lost. My time is yours, wasted carefully. If you hit and run, do it gracefully. Please be good to me, or save my soul and lead me home. I've been running for far too long. Oh, please be good to me. Be good to me. Do it gracefully. Oh, please.
shall save my soul and lead me home. See, I've been running for far too long. Oh, 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 please be good to me. Be good to me.
Jacob Banks, thank you so much to him for having a lovely chat with us yesterday. He was a total wonderful gentleman. Make sure you go and cop the album when it comes out later this month. So up next, I'm going to play a little bit of Mahalia. She's a girl that I'm really excited about. I saw her perform live with Vivo at Brighton Great Escape. This track surprised me. It's the lead song from her forthcoming 5-track EP entitled Season. Koji Radical features on it. And you can go and stream it and buy it now. And she's just a really talented girl. She's got a lot to say, and I'm really excited for what's to come for her. So this has surprised me.
I'm waking up and you just fell asleep. It's funny cause you think I'm meant to be used to this. If only you knew what you are to me. You'd understand why this is hard. I'm new to this. You say you don't like feeling solo. We used to just be different postcodes. Now it's time zones, you say. Don't wanna live this life through photos. You say, we're a no-go. That's a low blow. You know I hate when you're not around. That's a low blow.
Thank you. phone. I'm not scared to say that I do. And you should put your phone down. Cause baby, I'm not gonna pick up for you. And that might surprise you. I thought that you would surprise me. Get on a plane and come find me. But instead you surprised me. I guess it isn't surprising.
Mahalia, Surprise Me. Banging tune. Jack DeUnion's in the studio. What's up, babes?
What a guan.
How's it going?
Not too bad, you know. I'm just relaxing today.
Yeah? Chilling?
Yeah, chilling.
And now you're here to just conflab about music for a little bit.
As much as I can.
Yeah. So how's everything going? You're busy. You've got Runway out.
You know what? I'm just, at the moment, I'm just really, really enjoying this journey for me. Yeah, like with Runway and everything and how it's been accepted and stuff like that. It's just, I find it exhilarating, invigorating. I just find it just like, it's funny how life is. That's all I'll say at this moment in time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, because people have been really receiving it well, haven't they? And it's a nice tune. You shot the video in Jamaica, right?
Yeah, I went back to, it's a remote part of like where my family's from. So every time people ask me, even Jamaicans ask me, like, where you're from in Jamaica, I say Peckham. And they only believe there's a Peckham in England. So, like, now it's even when I get there at the board and I have to fill in, like, all the things and they say, Peckham, can you spell that? They don't. It's just how remote it is. They don't know where it is. They don't know it actually exists.
To be fair, I was watching the video thinking, he can't have jazzed Peckham up that much.
I haven't got those type of funds.
No, there's no way. There's no way anybody could do that. Peckham's gorgeous, but it's not boiling hot and rainforesty.
Nah, it's not.
Did you have fun shooting the video there, though?
I did have fun, but for me, it's just kind of like, it's like a local video for me. Because I know the area, and so I'm going back to like, another side of my locality.
So is that somewhere you go to a lot?
I try to, yeah, just to balance myself up, to get outside of the hustle and bustle of living this entertainment life. That's how I relax. So I wanted to show people how I relaxed and, you know.
It's a pretty good way to relax, mate. I relax watching Netflix. You go to fucking Jamaica. I love it.
Oh, you know, yeah, I know. But...
No, you've got to have your thing. You've got to have your place to be.
Yeah,
you know?
But you can't, like, Netflix, come on. You can't, like, you know, Netflix is big. It's massive.
That's true, actually. Netflix is probably bigger than Jamaica.
What are you watching on Netflix? I don't know.
Everything. Back to back.
Oh, so you're a consumer then?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a consumer as well. I'd find those little times in the day to consume as much produce as I can.
Oh yeah. In terms of consuming, is there other artists that you're consuming right now that you like really you really rate and you're kind of watching in the scene?
You know, at the moment I'm just focusing, and it's a selfish thing to say, like, there's lots of artists that I respect. I could name call a lot of American artists, British artists that I respect, like Mahalia, just for instance. I just was searching through music and I saw a tune and I was like, yo, this is a big tune. Like, I kind of pride myself on being able to differentiate between, like, okay, then that's a middle level artist, that's a higher tier artist, and that's a lower tier artist. Yeah. So yeah, I'm a consumer.
And tell me a little bit about Runway. What's it all about? What's this kind of basis for you in your heart? Like, where did it come from?
Runway was, it was put together very swiftly by me, but I just felt at that point I was on the runway and something else is coming bigger, but I just felt like, you know what, at this point, at this juncture, let's try and like do something a little bit different to like ingratiate the audience to like what you're going to be doing later. Mm-hmm. So I thought, yeah, just do
kind of a
different
prelude to what you're about to do.
Yeah, because I kind of think like if I went too hard with the whole like rapping thing and then all of a sudden I started getting melodic, like people might be thinking like, what's going on here? But yeah,
I like it.
Thank you.
Prepping
thank
us. So are you back in the studio right now making new music?
You know what? I've got music waiting to go. It's just pulling me like stallions on the bridle. It's pulling me, and I've got to tell it like, you know what? Slow down. So I've got plenty of tunes. Like my creative process, like I didn't write any of Runway. I don't write any music. I just create it in my mind, and I'm able to like memorize it, and I just kind of know melodies. I haven't been trained in any way. I don't even know what bars are. So when I go into the studio and they're saying like, okay, then on the fourth bar, can you do, I'm like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what 8 bar, I don't know what 16 bar. I just, there's like something in my head that tells me, okay, now that's 16 bars. I don't know how to count them or nothing. I'm just.
You know, that's like Lil Wayne. I was watching an interview with him and he was saying he's never written a song in his life. He's never written anything that he's done. And he just goes into the studio and does it and then leaves and has to relearn it because he literally doesn't even write it down.
It's sort of a similar thing. I've probably forgotten a lot of music that's better than a lot of music people are making. But I just find myself at this time, I'm comfortable with it. So I just do it that way.
And you've been working in the music industry. You know, you like had loads of premieres on Channel U and have been doing a lot of exciting things for a long time. How has it changed for you in your eyes, the music industry, grime, hip hop, what's going on in this kind of musical world?
Okay, when I first started music, I was working with a studio producer, and he told me from the off, he said, you know what? You're ahead of your time lyrically. So you know what? Stick with it, but you're not going to get your success initially. So that was the first things I heard of ever going to the studio.
Yeah.
So I was kind of prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I find like the industry now, the British industry, we have caught up lyrically.
Yeah.
And now what we're doing now is introducing melodies, because melodies is a part of rap music now. Before, you could kind of have that Wu-Tang style, and I love that. I love just bars as well, yeah, but I think the way the industry's changed now, it's all about melodic music. So you can rap as well, and there's this like middle branch of, are they rapping, are they singing, what are they doing? And that's really catching on with the youth, and I like it myself. I listen to a lot of a lot of trap, a lot of the mumble rappers, which surprises a lot of people, because they're like, okay, then, like, you're so intellectual with your lyricism, but you're listening to mumble rap. But
yeah,
I'm listening to the melodies. I like it. So
that is interesting, because it is trap is an acquired taste, and I would say not many people that have been in the industry have the same feelings as you. So everyone feels different. I like it. I listen to all kinds of music. For me, it's not about the genre. It's about if I like the song or not.
And that's for me. Like growing up, like, I've always listened to all types of music, and then like I think I was on a radio show and they challenged me, like, what about country and western? And I was like, yeah, Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, like, that's one of my favorite tunes. So
yeah.
I listen to all types of music. It's about good music. It's not about the labeling or the genre. It's not for me, but I understand at the same time that we live in a society where we like to label everything. To me, labeling something is a form of control.
We're kind of losing it now, aren't we? Because people are just coming in and being like, you can't label me, because I'm going to make pop, I'm going to make grime, I'm going to make hip hop, I'm going to make this. And it confuses people, but more people are doing it now.
I've always wanted to do it, but coming from where I came from, I just didn't think it was acceptable. And like, mm-hmm. It took me a long time. It took artists like Drake doing what he was doing for me to be able to say like, okay, then you know what? I can do both. So I'm going to do both.
Yeah. And what's the next for you?
I'm just a free spirit.
You're like, just living for the now.
Yeah, No. I wouldn't say I'm living for now, but I'm a free spirit. So I'll say I'll release a tune and then I'll say nah, and then I'll get another tune and release it. So I'm going to release something a little bit more subtle but powerful at the same time as well.
You've been in this in Fubar a couple of times. You've done freestyles for us. You're really good at freestyling.
Thank you very much.
What does it take to be good at freestyling? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't. I just think I'm very unique. I think every individual is unique, but what you have to do is find yourself. And that's it. I think a lot of people don't find themselves. I had a time and opportunity to find myself in recent times, and I just, words have always been, I've always played with words, and it's just like, to be honest, it's effortless to do it. Yeah, so I'm able to add character to it because it is so effortless. I think I need to really focus on my singing. I think that's more of the challenge for me. So, but okay, with the whole rapping thing, like, yeah, it's just, it is what it is.
Do you read a lot to get the words, find the words?
No, I don't.
That is interesting because you, lyrically, you use big words and you use, you do, it's not like simple lyrics, it's quite
extensive. When I was young, I used to read. I used to read a lot when I was younger. And I don't know, things just, what I like sticks in my mind. I can't explain it. Like, mm-hmm. It's like when I'm recounting memories to people, they can't remember that time. And I'm like, what, you was there? And they're like, no, I can't remember it. Like, but I can remember every detail, so.
I've got a bit of both. I'm like half really good memory and half like, I won't remember something that's really normal. Like, I can't remember words, but I can remember faces. Like, I'm more of that kind of person.
No, I can't remember faces.
You just know everyone's name.
not the name, nothing. I'm rubbish like that. And maybe that's why I excel at remembering music, because yeah, I'm rubbish everywhere else.
I don't believe that for a second, but listen, if it's working for you, it's working for you. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Are you going to be performing anywhere live that we can come and see you anytime soon, or do we need to just keep following the socials?
Just keep following the socials, because at the moment I'm really trying to plug Runway and get Runway the recognition I think it deserves.
So we can check you out at Jack the Union everywhere.
Jack the Union, everything and everywhere.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you in. Should we gas Runway up by having a little play of it?
I think we should.
Can you introduce it for me, babe?
Okay, we have Runway by Jack the Union. That's Union Jack, flip it back, DA in the middle.
Love it. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Swear down, up, left and right. By the end of the night, they'll raise up my hand at the end of the fight. I spray hard so you know when I go and it's the end of your lights. Cause when I spray bars, they didn't care. I ignore them and I persevere. I know they thought he's a criminal of some sort. Now you make sure your consorts contort in an orderly fashion. But don't think he ain't down for the clashing, or even down for the tear up. Run away, make your asthma flare up. No need to remind me, cause I put all the jail shit behind me. But still move on the road with a stick like I'm visibly impaired and I'm walking blindly. But that's Jack, no boss to justify that. And some say that he's stuck in his way like a surfer on waves and he tries to behave, but he loves cash and Nani, but won't cry for the cash like Nani. What are you talking about hiding? If your man comes, I'm riding.
I'm too busy out here living my life. I don't wanna hear about your insight. I know what's wrong and I know what's right. I stand my ground and I still take flight.
I'm on the runway, I'm on the runway.
Still take flight.
Not gonna runway, not gonna runway.
Still take flight.
I'm on the runway, I'm on the runway.
Still take flight.
Not gonna runway, not gonna runway.
Still take
flight. She's lying, which wardrobe? Trying to get into Narnia. I just left the Panania. Don't cry cause your man might be harming ya. Cause I can't protect you. Cause I don't respect you. Empathize with your man in this situation. I'll be vexed too. I'm here to make pee in this. I'm not Dave, I'm not a pianist. But your girl can get the pee in this. I'm not freaky like that, you can't pee on this. Make her sing like clean this. No, say it's not just me in this. Unless she's got the D doubles or the double D's, then you can say that's me in this.
Me
and you know it's gonna come worst off. Second of all, I just burst off. Third of all, I disperse off. Fourth of all, think about it, your dad is driving your hearse off. Guess that's just the curse of me.
I'm too busy out here living my life. I don't wanna hear about your insight. I know what's wrong and I know what's right. I stand my ground and I still take flight.
I'm on the runway, I'm on the runway.
Still take flight.
Not gonna runway, not gonna runway.
Still take flight.
I'm on the runway, I'm on the runway.
I'm on the runway, I'm on the runway.
Still take flight.
Not gonna runway, not gonna runway.
Still take flight.
I'm on the runway, I'm on the runway.
Still take flight.
Not gonna runway, not gonna runway.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Joining me right now in the studio, Emma and Josh of Wesley.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, good.
Good.
The energy is there. I feel like that was like really, you're very cool, chilled musicians. Like, we're really laid back. Yeah, we're just taking
so
this.
Cool.
We just had a really weird conversation before we came on air as well, didn't we?
Yeah. About libel.
About libel, you know. Anyway, how are you?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Emma, have you just got off a flight?
I've just got off a plane.
Where were you?
I was in New York for a couple of days.
Ooh, New York, New York.
Because I just moved to LA from New York, so.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
So you live in LA?
I live in LA as of 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you live in London or LA?
London.
Okay, so we're cross Atlantifying the band.
We switched.
Oh yeah, because I was going to say, are you from LA?
No, I'm from London. I practiced my American accent
just for today.
I want to get in acting.
Honestly, it's awesome.
It's really good, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome.
No, I'm not from here.
He's from Kansas.
I'm from Kansas.
Oh my God, literally.
Have
from
you met
Kansas.
Anyone from Kansas
Never,
before?
Never, well, ever,
today's
ever.
Today's your special day.
If you listen hard enough, you sometimes hear the Midwest.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're lucky.
How many people ask you about red shoes? Everybody.
Yeah, I really didn't want you to do that.
I know, and I knew that, and so that's why I've done it, because I just want to antagonize you.
Except, at least you said red shoes, not Dorothy. Right, you know, it's
like
red shoes is a little bit more. It's a little bit more, but it's a little bit cooler.
Like, but I was kind of trying to be vague.
Yeah, fair
just
enough.
Vaguely dropping in the Wizard of Oz to you, Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore.
We're not. We're in.
We're not, and we haven't been for years. And when did you leave Kansas? When your house blew away.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
The second tornado.
Sorry.
Second tornado. Sorry. Second tornado. It's a sensitive subject. We're not going to talk about when I left Kansas.
We shouldn't.
Let's just focus on now.
Okay, we're the here and now. So what's it like being in a band that live in two different countries?
It's cool.
Because the way you guys came together was quite interesting. A pop star cancelled a session that you were both in. And then was that right?
He was yet to be,
a wannabe pop star.
Wannabe pop star.
Who is it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Actually, don't know.
We literally don't know.
Can't
I
remember
if we did.
I wish.
You
it would
totally
be,
tell me.
It would be so much better if he became a pop star. Because then we could actually use that for like.
It was Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we blew off. Hold on. I think this is libel.
Yes, that's libel. Justin Bieber. So wait, explain the situation. What went down? So you guys were meant to go into session.
Well, yeah, because before Wesley formed, we'd just been writing
together
with other people,
right,
and writing songs to pitch to other people.
Yeah.
And then had a day where we sort of didn't want to do that. And it was like supposed to be a day with a like 12
wannabe
basically
pop star.
A wannabe Justin Bieber. How's that?
Wannabe, if you want to be my lover.
But like, he wasn't doing baby moves, you know what I mean? It was sort of
more edgy than that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then you created your first song together.
Yeah, that day we wrote Gassed.
Yeah.
And
which is the song that everyone got very gassed over.
Yeah.
Including lots of big hitters in the radio world, which is wonderful.
It was nice.
And then you've dropped 9F, the EP.
Yes.
And we're going to listen to Sweat Dreams in a minute, which I can't help in my mind looking at it and reading it as Sweet Dreams, but it's like, and then you take this dirty edge of it being Sweat Dreams. What are Sweat Dreams?
What's the dirtier edge?
Sweat is dirty.
I know, but if you remove the S...
Wet Dreams.
That's what I originally wanted the song to be called, but he told me I couldn't.
Oh, God.
I know, party pooper.
Men, eh?
Yeah.
Right?
Nightmare.
We are the worst.
We are the worst. Tell me why, Josh, you didn't want it to be called Wet Dreams.
I don't know. I think it was just us two.
I don't think anyone would have really
it's like
fly.
Sweat Dreams, though, has got the connotation of wet dreams. You're right.
Right. It's sort of, you can have both.
Or wheat dreams, if you like wheat.
Kansas.
Wheat dreams in Kansas.
It all comes back.
Shoes and dreams and tornadoes.
I can't escape my past.
You never can and
no
you
one
never
can.
Will. Tell me about what the song is about, please.
Okay. The song is about having a nightmare. And then...
That is sexy.
I don't actually think it's a sexy song. It could be sexy.
Might
but
be. It's kind of...
Is it?
No, it's
no,
not.
No, I don't think it's a sexy song. It's just about having a nightmare and then just knowing like it's just a dream, you know?
And kind
it'll
of
all be okay in the morning when you wake up.
But is it all the time? Because sometimes when I wake up, I'm still a bit freaked out for maybe 24 to 48 hours. Mm-hmm. If it's a really intense one that I feel like maybe I've killed someone or cheated.
Have
or
you killed people in a dream
yeah.
before? You have?
Yeah.
Wow.
Loads. Wow. If anything, too many.
Oh, wow.
No, I've killed quite a lot of people in my dreams.
Anybody specific
I've
we
also,
can talk about?
I've kissed loads of people in my dreams as well. Okay. Kiss people all the time.
Yeah.
Love kissing people in my dreams.
Yeah. That's but the best place to kiss someone.
Yes.
A dream.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Because I don't know.
I think the dreams are, I only get the ones where you get pissed off with people and you wake up. I had a dream about Josh the other day.
Yeah.
And did he piss you off?
No, I felt like there was something
But we have,
him.
Yeah, she has a lot of weird, like, she sees into the future in her dream, like, weird shit.
I'm a little bit psychic.
Like,
but
stuff
also,
will happen
oh
in her dreams
Oh my gosh,
and then
tell me about
happens.
That, though, because I've got a friend who is psychic as well, and it's really weird. It's
like, fucking, I'm a little bit, like, I just know
It's
things.
Weird. Like, I didn't want her to finish the dream because I was like, no, like, I don't want to actually
know. Yeah, and I wasn't going to tell
you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
That one was in a psychic. That was just like I could feel that there was something. Yeah.
Will you hit me up if you have a dream about me?
Definitely.
Like, if you could focus on me and try and have a dream about me, that would be dreamy.
Yeah, because I feel like you do, like, lucid. Is lucid dreaming?
We nearly met that one time.
Yeah, we almost met in a dream once.
Oh, my God, sorry.
You almost met in a dream? What does that mean?
Like, legit, how did it go? It was like, in a dream, she wrote a song that hadn't been written before, and then she played me that song later on. Does that make sense? Like, in my dream, she had written this song.
Oh, and then you dreamt about hearing the song that
and
she'd
then,
written. That's
like
so weird.
No, I was talking about the time when we were supposed to meet at the club. Right. And then, and then I was in the front and you were in the back.
Guys, I think you're spending too much time together.
Yeah.
I know, right? If we lived in the same place, it wouldn't be right.
This is why you've moved to LA.
Yeah. Yeah, to be as far away as
so
I can.
So are you in LA because it's where there's lots of writing music happens?
Yeah. And, like, a change was needed and, yeah. Good
and you
sun.
Like
sun, man.
Soy milk. I know they have a lot of that there.
No, soy milk's not cool anymore. It's oat milk.
Oh, sorry. Oat milk.
Come on.
Get down with the kids.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had oat milk.
It's good.
Oh, okay. It's quite good. I had some this morning.
Yeah,
all right, there you go. I'll try it. I have some in my fridge. I'll taste it.
The debut EP, 9F, everyone's very excited about it. Independently released, self-written, recorded and produced. It's a really beautiful piece of work. The vocals are awesome. It's exploring dating life. And everything that comes encompassing that, the highs, the lows, the middlings. Is it weird to... are you guys, like, good pals, or was it weird to discuss... because is it about personal situations, or do you write the song separately? How does it work? Because I can imagine talking about your dating life sometimes might be a bit like, oh, I'm a bit embarrassed to say this, or I don't feel... but you guys feel comfortable with each other.
There's no filter.
No, none.
Which is awesome.
There should be.
Yeah. Yeah, there probably should be.
Yeah.
I think putting out songs like that, is there any element of, like, fear, or do you just feel, like, cathartic, get rid of it, it's done?
I don't think I feel fear about it, because I feel like everyone goes through, like, all this shit.
They do indeed.
So, you know. And also, the songs that most of the guy it's about doesn't listen to lyrics, so it's perfect.
He's like, I really like this.
Yeah, he does. He's I heard the song so many times, I don't know what it's about. And I'm like, great. Yeah.
Is he in production? Is he in music production?
No, he's not.
Because I was going to say, because whenever I speak to people in music production, they don't listen to, very rarely they're listening to the lyrics of the songs. They're always listening to the production.
Yeah, we're all ego. We have, like, big egos. Like, I don't give a shit about the lyrics.
You're all assholes, by the way.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Did you hear what I just said? Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, you're saying.
Did you hear my part?
Yeah. No. How does that work? Did you kind of know from the beginning? Was it like Key in the Lock, Jigsaw? Click together when you two started working together, not even for the writing.
No,
I mean for Wesley.
I think we got along writing, which was the first. That's how
that's
we met.
How it,
And then from there, we just became more comfortable with each other. And then the Wesley thing sort of happened as a it was a complete accident, really.
And you're on your way to your first headline show on October the 18th in the UK.
Yeah.
Which is going to be crazy. And it's sold out, I saw, on your social media.
Yeah.
It is.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Does that make it more nerve-wracking, or do you...
I think it makes it easier.
Oh, really?
Because
you're like, there's no worry that there's going to be one person in
the
audience.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just my mum.
Yeah. But what a mum, though. What a mum.
Just my mum.
She's going to be a powerhouse.
She
in
knows
that
all the words.
I don't think she
knows.
She shouldn't sing along there.
Oh, she shouldn't.
She can't sing.
You didn't get the voice from her.
Great in music, but she can't sing.
Oh, yes. Babes.
She's a great musical person.
But. Great musical person, but keep the mouth firmly shut.
Yeah. Not when she sings. But when she sings. Talks.
Not when she talks. Big up your mum. Big up your mum.
Yes.
Also, basically, you've been doing loads of exciting stuff. You played Animax, Animax Presents as well, which was a huge...
Yeah, it was our first show ever.
Yeah, and a big show.
That was a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
For sure.
And how did you feel doing it with Animax? Because obviously she's been a champion of you guys as well.
A good way to start.
Yeah.
The best way to start if you're like, yeah. But that's like all downhill from there.
Yeah, you fucked up. You're absolutely fucked. No, I think what it seems to me is that nowadays producers and writers are becoming musicians and artists much more readily than they were in the past. And actually, it seems to be the more better way to do it.
Yeah, I think, for us, it's like, at least for me, it's sort of like been a... And now we're focusing a lot more energy and time on it because we want to be doing it. But it was a nice sort of therapy session, like to do our own stuff that you didn't have other people telling you this is right or wrong or do it this way or that way. It's just like do something we're into.
Yeah.
And then...
And it worked.
Yeah, and if people are into it, which is like really nice.
Super dreamy when people actually like the stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, cool. Not everything is trash.
Yeah, exactly.
The world isn't trash.
Yeah, and also kind of... enjoyable when you are making music for other people to be like, this is mine and I'm keeping it.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's good and people like it.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, in a really basic way, you always know that you've got the production and the writing. So this can be fun and you can just... Because a lot of artists who are just a performer, they're just doing this and that's all they're doing. It can be a little bit more stressful and difficult if you're like, this is all I have and I need to focus on this. Whereas if you've got so many things going on, it's kind of nice to spread your wings...
Yeah.
And flap around the music industry.
Yeah, like different types of music.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Is there any artists that you guys would really like to collaborate with?
I mean, so many. I'm also so open with that stuff.
Yeah, because LA seems to be a place where people collab a lot.
Yeah.
So, and no artists...
Sure, there's like, yeah, how much time do you have, right?
2.5 hours, exactly. okay, let's move on. Tongue Tied is one of my favourite songs on the EP.
Mine too.
I really liked it. Yeah. I also like the wording, tongue tied. Don't know why. I wanted to know if you guys can do that weird thing with your tongue where you go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we can all
Mine's
do
really
it.
Short. I can't I have do a short tongue.
You've got a short tongue.
I have a short tongue.
That's cool.
Is it cool?
Is that your tongue only goes to there?
Yeah, like...
That's
Can
crazy.
You guys touch your
I've
touch
got
your
a
nose?
Massive tongue.
Can you touch your nose?
That's a normal size tongue.
I can't. Mine like can barely go over my lip. Like, my tongue needs help. My tongue cannot be tied.
It can't be.
I was wondering if one of you might be one of those people that can do weird fucking shit with their tongues.
No, I always try to try the cherry stem. Could never do it.
So what we're doing is we're doing the thing where you turn your... How do you describe that?
It's like a...
You're making like a loop.
A cylinder
with your tongue.
Is that right?
But some people can make like a W with their tongue.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's too much.
Some people can, exactly as you say, tie stuff.
I can't, yeah.
Some people can... We're going into a really weird department
like
with
this.
What people
yeah.
can do
I'm
with
in.
Their tongues now. I'm proficient in tongue work, just so everybody listening knows that. Just to get that straight out of the water. Was there a specific subject matter that you were discussing in Tongue Tied? Or was it kind of more of a emotive...
It was just like after I'd broken up with
that guy.
The guy. And then like seeing him and knowing, been with someone for like years. And then it's just like, shit, I know you so well, but I don't even know you.
And
right
I'm tongue tied, but you're not listening, so it's okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's like the perfect non-guy. The perfect non-guy. And you're going to be back. So when are you coming back? Are you here in the UK now until your gig or are you off home?
Yeah, we're here.
We're here doing rehearsals.
So you're going to get back into the studio together or what's going
after
on next?
This.
Yeah, we're going there after this.
What are you going to make? A song about me?
Maybe.
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 Yeah.
She was a bitch and we didn't
no.
like the show.
That would be the opposite of that.
No, that would be cool though. Because someone
Would you want someone to write a hate song about
you? Someone once asked me that and I was like, honestly, any song, anything. I don't even care if it's a hate song. As long as it's all about me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want a diss track about me.
Nah, it would be a bit dark. I don't want an Eminem Machine Gun Kelly
yeah,
shit.
No, I don't want, yeah.
No, it's too much. Yeah. Would you write a diss track about someone?
Yeah.
If you were going to... If you were going to write a diss track about an artist, who would it be?
Ooh.
Go on, just
now
be honest.
I mean, Chef, hold on. I'm trying to think, actually.
But you,
who?
You don't have to hate them. It could just
be like
I hate
fun.
This song.
Yeah. Good point.
Like, I could write a diss track.
Mine would probably be like, can we hate on Nickelback or something?
Everybody hates Chad Kroger? On Nickelback. Everybody.
I mean, he's sick, right? He's a great guy. Chad, you're great.
Oh, he's awesome, but we're writing a song about you. Fuck you, man.
But, yeah. Right?
Basically, I read an article about how everyone hates him and no one knows why.
I couldn't tell you why I hate him.
But loads of people like Nickelback, too, because I once was in New York and saw so many people. And I was like, what are you all doing here? They're like, Nickelback's here.
Honestly, I'm quite into their songs, like the old ones.
Can you sing any? Can you sing one?
I can't remember a single one. You remind me of what I really am. This is how. How did I remember that?
Karaoke.
Wait, is that how does that go? This is how you
this
remind
is
me.
How yeah. You remind me of what I
remember.
Maybe
that one
it's because
too.
It's such a fucking like.
Yeah,
like
it's just
depressing.
A chance, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, I love you, Chad. Don't worry, babe. Let's play a bit of Sweat Dreams and learn about what kind of dreams you guys have been having in those minds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, did you say ooh?
Yeah, no. As in like, ooh.
I thought you meant like, ooh, you don't want to know what's been going on in my mind.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Or do you?
I do.
Okay, yeah, we'll tell you.
Can you introduce it for me, guys, please?
This is Sweat Dreams by us, Wesley.
Woohoo! Don't forget to try and go to the October the 18th gig, even though you can't because it's sold out.
Come, though, anyways. We'll let you in.
Yay!
Just a sweat dream. Sweat dreams, sweat dreams.
Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Ooh, I got the keys, baby. You ride with me, baby. The Billy the B, baby. They ain't richer than me, baby.
Hold up. Shake it off. Whatever's been sitting on your mind, I'll take it off.
We can dance another way. Falling for you like the rain. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing.
Where you at, girl? It's all on you. Take my hand, put a smile on you. I know that you wanna dance. I know that you're scared of love. But if you give me the chance, you know that I'll be the one. Touch it, girl. I pray for that. Like, ooh, nobody up in here is looking as good as you do. I promise you, mommy, it's true. Where you at? Where you at? Girl, it's all on you. Take my hand, put a smile on you.
I know that you wanna dance. I know that you're scared of love. But if you give me a chance, you know that I'll be the one.
Studio.
Yes.
How you doing, babe?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. Nice to see you.
Very good to see you too.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you.
You've got a great outfit on. I love the skull.
Really?
You're wearing a skull jumper.
Yeah, I just thought I'll bring some sort of Mexican vibe.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just realized you rub it one way and it's one color. And
yeah, I know. People like when I wear this top, I just get rubbed up.
Well, is that why you wore it today?
Not in a bad way, but...
listen, there's never a bad way. That's awesome. I really like it. It's kind of bringing the Halloween vibes as well.
Yeah, I know.
It's like October.
October,
so.
Right? That's what I thought, you know, first few days of October.
I
got to spice it up.
So, you were born in Colombia.
I was.
But you grew up in East London.
Yeah.
Do you ever go back to Colombia, or is it like you were born there?
Yeah. So I've been like a few times. I've been like 5 times.
Because it's far. It's not like you can't pop to Colombia.
No, I can't pop to Colombia.
No.
Like, it's not a 1 week holiday. Like, you know, I have to like take 2, minimum 3 weeks.
Sick, though.
Yeah. It's wicked. Like, I've been about 5 times. Like, majority of my family is there.
Really?
You know, like, my close-knit family is here in London, but my...
Extended
family is all in Colombia.
And what's the... Because obviously it's got a really strong culture and musical heritage there.
Yeah.
Very different to the UK, but a sound and a movement that's coming to the UK so heavy now.
Yeah.
Obviously you're a UK reggaeton artist, but everybody is so excited about reggaeton at the moment. It's a vibe, and it's something that... It's wonderful to see kind of... us embracing music from all over
Definitely.
The world rather than
yeah.
it just being UK you know, English speaking songs.
Yeah, that's it's big, like the reception that it's been getting like in the UK and
you know, across Europe. Like, it was, I mean, America has always kind of embraced it.
Mm.
But, I mean, in America, reggaeton is massive right now. Like,
yeah.
It's like charting top Billboard. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? But in, like, the UK, like, we're doing, like, top fives and stuff like that.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Well, I remember, because, like, Daddy Yankee Gasolina is one of my all-time favourite songs ever.
Yeah.
It's on, genuinely, like, I remember, because I was quite young when it came out.
Gasolina.
Basically, I had no idea what I was saying, but I was singing along to every word.
That's the vibe.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool that you're doing a UK reggaeton and you're bringing that. Because you are Colombian, but you're raised in the UK.
So literally.
You've got both those cultures merging
literally
together.
Yeah.
What's that like for you? Where are your influences coming from?
Literally, my influences are like from both sides. But I would say because of my Latin background, my culture, the people that I've kind of surrounded myself with, like reggaeton and Latin music has always been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
But whereas the UK music, like, I kind of grew into it, and, you know, I came from the, you know, listening to, like, Soul Solid Crew. They were, like, the first sort of, like, crew that I was into. Like, I bought their first album. Like, you know, that was the kind of vibe that I started getting into, like, you know, grime and stuff. So Kano, like, I used to live, like, 3 roads down to Kano.
Sick.
So it was, like, you know, I was in that culture, in that vibe. Especially in secondary school, like, I got really inspired into that sort of culture.
So you've got, like, both. And, like, a merging of loads of subcultures that are now becoming mainstream.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Massive cult, you know, vibes that everyone's into.
Yeah, so, like, new things started coming out, like Moon Baton, and that was kind of more accepted, like, sort of in the dance. And I thought that vibe was really cool. Like, a few years back, I'd done a tune called Drunk Again. That kind of had, like, a funky vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I was obviously influenced by those new sounds that were coming up, like funky, like Moon Baton. And now that reggaeton, you know, has blown up, I've always been into it. I've always done it, mostly in Spanish. But I thought, you know what? Let me just switch it up a bit. Like,
do you speak Spanish?
Sí, claro que sí.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm always enamored by people who can speak another language because I try. I can speak quite a bit of French and a bit of Spanish because I go to Spain a lot. But I'm not, as in, you know, I go to a place in Spain where they don't speak English, which is wicked because it means you're forced.
You're forced.
The one thing, my pet peeve is if you go away somewhere and there's an English person going, excuse me, and they just speak in English. And I'm like, no, you've got to at least pretend that you're trying. Yeah. Even if you just do hand
por favor,
movements. Yeah. Please. Por favor, por favor. Un momento.
That is true. It's true. Because, like, some people, like, go to foreign countries and expect people to, like, you know, I'm a Brit as well, so, like, I go to certain places and I'm like, why don't they speak English? And I'm like, wait, hold on a sec, like, you know.
And like, did you learn Spanish? Was it school or was it home?
It was crazy, like, learning, like, Spanish or you mean English?
Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Spanish I've always, like...
So you knew that was your, like original native language?
That was my native language.
Okay.
So when I first came to the UK,
how old were you when you came here?
I was around 7, 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you'd had 7 or 8 years of...
Yeah.
Which is really awesome because I think it's easier to go that way around, isn't it?
I think so,
to
yeah.
To not be... Because I think basically if you start speaking English, you get lazy for some reason, apparently.
Do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
The role of the tongue and all that stuff.
This is not...
we go back to the
maybe
tongue conversation.
It's just bringing back the tongues.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, not laziness, but I think there's a complacency with people who speak English because it's spoken so widely.
Mm.
But when you think about it, that Spanish and Portuguese are the two of the most widely spoken languages in the world because obviously they have the biggest countries that speak them.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy that we don't.
I know. We don't. Yeah, we kind of don't actually push to learn that language. It's kind of weird. We're like always been pushed to like learn French and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when I done Spanish in school, everyone was like, you're cheating. Like,
you
just got a straight A star. And I'm like, well, you know, I was blessed with it.
Like, sick.
You know what I mean? I was blessed with it. I like,
never even thought of that. You were like, I'm going to study Spanish and everything because I know I'm going to get an A star.
Of course, come on.
Sick, man.
You've got to cheat the system, man.
Nah, you've got to. That's amazing.
Yeah,
if I could have taken English as a language, I would have.
Yeah.
I can speak Australian as well. I can do accents.
Ooh.
No, I'm only joking.
So
you kind of got into both cultures, mixing and grinding the two.
Yeah, definitely.
To create the sound that you're doing now. What would you put your sound as? How would you describe it? Would you describe it as straight reggaeton, or are you dipping and diving?
I don't really like to place myself in a genre itself. Although I do reggaeton and I can do trap and I can do R&B. Like, you know, it's like, I don't really like to place myself in one genre because I feel like that might just limit me.
Because
you know, the style of artist that I am, I'm quite versatile. Mm-hmm. I just like to, you know, if I feel a vibe, if I feel like the tune fits my vibe, I just go with it, you know. But obviously, I try to keep it sort of tight, and you know, whether it's like reggaeton, R&B, or trap, I'll say that those are my areas.
Yeah, okay. You know? And what would you say about Teaser? What can you tell us about your latest track?
Teaser. I started writing that track on the way back home from a night out. It was just like cool night
really?
Out.
Really?
Yeah. So I went to a reggaeton party in South London, and I was, you know, they kind of play R&B and reggaeton. They mix both.
Well, they go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So literally, I was on the Uber, like just I don't know. I was just like so tired, but at the same time, like so inspired from that night. So I was just writing stuff, and then I remember like the next day, I just started playing a beat to it, and I was like, oh, this is catching a vibe, and then kind of finished writing a bit of it, but I still didn't have the Spanish bit. I don't know if you heard the Spanish bit of the track, I didn't have the Spanish bit of the track done. So I just went into the studio and I was quite confident that it was going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished recording like literally everything that I had written. And then we were just playing the track. We're like, oh, what could we fit in there? You know, like something that will spice it up. Like mm-hmm. we need some like algo caliente, you know, like, we need something to spice it up. So we just played the track, vibing, literally just chatting away. And then all of a sudden, I started vibing to like the melody, and I was like, "Oh no, mamacita, da, 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 da." And I was like, "Okay, that kind of goes." And then started writing it. When I put it down, I just knew, like, it was like the cherry on top.
Is it easier to write in English or Spanish?
Depends on the mood I'm in.
Okay. So if you're in a Spanish flex, have you done a lot of all Spanish songs?
Yeah, so I've actually got a few upcoming Spanish only songs.
Sick. Are you going to release them worldwide, or are you going to start in Colombia, or have you got a plan for that?
So literally for the Spanish, I'm looking to like target Spain, like so the nearest kind of countries to me at the moment.
Yeah.
So Spain, then I'll target a few places in you know, Colombia as well, like a few of the main cities that I mm-hmm. think will you know, grab the music. I've been getting a lot of love from like Chile and stuff.
Sick.
Like places that I never expected. Argentina, Chile, so you know, those are other places that I have to look at as well.
And if you were going to hit up another reggaeton artist, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if you might know him, but his name is Jay Killis.
No, I don't. Tell us about him.
So he's been writing like songs for a lot of artists for a long time. So he's a proper like wicked songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew about him, but he just came out with like one or two albums like consecutively over the 6 months. Like,
wow,
he smashed it. And like literally he's just like slowly taking over the scene, but he's just like such a good writer, and I really admire that, because sometimes people struggle to fit good lyrics into like Spanish like reggaeton. They mm-hmm. kind of sometimes just blurb whatever, or they feel
blah,
like
blah blah blah
yeah,
blah
yeah yeah yeah. But I feel like he's got really like deep content in his music, so I admire that about him. But if I was to say like, I don't know, someone that you probably know, I would be like, I don't know, J Balvin. He just brings a good vibe to any track.
He's cool, man. Like, he seems like he's hitting the nail on the head right now, and also spreading the word of that kind of music as well, which is the most important thing, getting the word out. Because he's been around for a minute.
For a minute.
Same as like Daddy Yankee and all those guys. Like, they are, because people are like, oh, who are these new artists? It's like, no.
Yeah.
And also, they're huge in their own countries as well. Like, the kind of Spanish speaking and Portuguese speaking regions, it's just like they're mega stars.
Like they've done like sold out concerts here in London, in Spain, like, you know, like Israel, where you're like, what? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they've been blowing up for time, but I think it was just a matter of time until other countries took notice. But it's the right moment. It's just like this summer was crazy, man.
Yeah. So what have you been up to this summer?
So basically this summer I was just like recording a bunch of things that I'm due to release like late this year now.
Sick. So while everything's blowing up, you're having to sit in the studio and get it all out.
Yeah,
so you're ready to
go. I actually didn't have like a proper summer break. Like I went to Cancun in like April.
Nice.
And that was about it. But it's like, it's been a long summer, man.
Yeah. but you're looking forward to the next few months with the releases.
100%. 100%.
What's the next thing that's coming out? Or so, like, you might not be able to tell us what it is, but when is it?
Yeah. Okay, cool. So like I said, I've got something in Spanish that's mm-hmm. slightly more on the trap side. So I don't know if you've heard like Spanish trap before. It's got like a cool vibe. Like, I would just say it's different to mm-hmm. the current trap. But, you know, I'm bringing that song out probably mid-November.
Nice.
Maybe early November, depending on the timings that you know, we go with. And also, I have another reggaeton track. It's got more. It's not similar to Teaser. The vibe is completely different. But it's got English and Spanish, and that will be hopefully releasing at the beginning of the year, so we're talking the first few weeks of January, February. So yeah, I'm not going to give you any more.
Oh, okay, sick. Well, it sounds like you've got loads going on. Exciting time for you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Looking to finish off the year with a bang, you know, like, got a show in November, 2nd of November, at one of the Latin clubs, so you need to come down.
Yeah, tell us about that. So where is it?
So it's in a Cache Latin Club.
Okay. Where's that?
So that's in Elephant and Castle.
Nice.
So it's, I don't know if you've seen the McDonald's there. That's like the best sign I can give you right
now. Yeah. Just around there.
Literally there.
Oh, okay,
literally
sick.
Right next to it. So it's like a wicked club. Like.
And what's the date of it? November?
2nd of November. It's sick. A Friday. So you got, perfect. It's called Freaky Friday.
Turn up time.
Turn up.
Nice. Well, we'll definitely be down. Everyone needs to go down and see this because I reckon 100%. You're going to be sick live.
Yeah, you guys need to calm down.
Definitely. Let's play a little bit of teaser, shall we?
Let's do it.
Can you introduce it for me? Because you're much better at that than me.
Okay. Mi gente, my people, this is Teaser Valencies. Lego.
Yes.
Seconds on the Snapchat. I know you're feeling sexy when you snap back. Late night, yeah, when you act bad. So why you here pretending you ain't like that? There's no secret, you're my weakness. Let's get lost, there'll be no witness. Show me signs, I know you feel this. Slow wine on me, then we French kiss. Tell me if you want me to come over. You need somebody like me to go on that. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Tell me if you want me to come over. You need somebody like me to go on that. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Why you tryna hold back? You need someone like me to go on that. Action in the Rover, ride it like a chauffeur. Feel your eyes are telling me you love that. Let's jump on a session, work a whole track. Ha, baby, you're an actress. Or maybe we can practice. Since you want this, but baby, you're the finest. We can build up the occasion, that's my intention. Show you some affection, loosen up the tension. Build up the occasion, that's my intention. Show you some affection, loosen up the tension. Tell me if you want me to come over. You need somebody like me to go on that. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Tell me if you want me to come over. You need somebody like me to go on that. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Teaser, teaser, deal. That's the occasion, that's my intention. Show you some affection, loosen up the tension. Build up the occasion, that's my intention. Show you some affection, loosen up the tension. Oh, hola mamacita, tú estás bien rica. Tengo lo que tu cuerpo y tu mente necesita. Se puso bonita, hoy con sus amigas. Y no quiero otra, solamente tú me agitas. Hey, tell me if you want me to come over. You need somebody like me to go on that. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Tell me if you want me to come over. You need somebody like me to go on that. Teaser, teaser, teaser. Teaser, teaser, teaser.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
was 100 Supreme duffel bags. Shorty been around, but I'm still trying to fuck with that. Hit a dip, homie, never fall in love with that. Give it to her nicely, hit it from the front and back. We the kids that do drugs first and brush teeth second. We're the kids that do lines off of Lou Reed records. We're the kids who roam New York and act so reckless. Told me Skizzy you was savage, but I wasn't affected. They don't understand, swear that they don't understand. Lately I've been good with sins, lately I'm remembering. Lately I've been questioning why our late nights turn to early mornings. You need space, I give you orbit.
Only One Ritual featuring Skizzy Mars. Amber Marks here.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy to be here.
All the way from NYC, right?
Yes, that's right. I actually was just in LA, but I live in NYC. So.
Yeah, you do live. Because, I mean, everyone in the music industry, it's like you're either there or you're in LA.
Yes.
Or you're in New York or you're in London.
Exactly. It's mainly LA, I think, is like where the music industry has transported itself.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
Yes.
It's weird you say that because I've been thinking that really recently. It's quite a recent thing. Like everyone's moving there to make music, yeah, and then kind of coming back home to put it out.
Yep.
What do you think of LA?
I like it. I don't know if I'd want to live there. I like it when it's very cold in New York, but I just love New York City so much, so I don't think I could ever leave it.
I love New York so much.
But I think people from London really love New York because there's like a connection. You feel kind of at home there a little bit because it's got a similar vibe of energy and stuff like
that. It's very similar. Everyone's very angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not friendly, but that's why we like it.
I'm just trying to, you know, like get places, not be late.
Yeah, but then in real life, like when you actually converse with people in places, like in a shop, then everyone's really nice.
Yes, exactly.
But I went there recently and I went into this shop that was like a really serious bagel, like deli type shop.
Yes.
And I freaked out and had to leave because it was so stressful. Really? He was like, take a ticket, then you do this, then you do this. And I was like, no, I can't. I don't understand.
What was it? Was it like Russ and Daughters or something?
Yeah, it was. I think it was that. It was like on a corner.
Oh my God, there's so many people there. That's why it gets pretty intense.
It was so intense.
And they tend to have an attitude when you go in. But
it's not.
They mean well.
It wasn't in any way rude at all. They were so nice. But I was so stressed out. It mainly was because I'd gone and got... I was only there for a night. And I'd got a sushi takeaway, from next door, from a couple of doors down. Okay. And in my head, I was like, I want some carbohydrates. So I was like, maybe I'll have this sushi takeaway and a bagel. And then because they were so shouty, I was like, shit, maybe I shouldn't be having this bagel. And then I freaked out, which I regret massively because I think it would have been amazing bagel.
Okay, you can go back.
Can I go back?
We'll go together.
Can you take me and you can just calm me down?
Yeah, my godparents, we do like Sunday brunches. And sometimes like I'm always like told to go and like grab a bunch of bagels and stuff like that. So it takes me like 45 minutes, especially on the weekend, to like go get the bagels because you have to wait in line. And then once I do it, it's like I'm carrying like two heavy bags of just like salmon and lox. And
you've been shouted at for 20 minutes as well.
Yeah, but I'm always shouting back too.
Oh, so. good. And not to sound too much like a deep stalker, but don't your parents own a restaurant as well?
Yes, they do.
God, I know so much information about you. It's weird because I was just looking through like different interviews and chats that you've had and I know everything about your life. No. But it's funny that you mentioned your godparents cooking because are you just from a really like good food family?
Yeah. So it's actually my godparents that own the restaurant.
Oh, okay. And your parents work?
Yeah, I mean, I call them my parents sometimes. It's just easier to explain that.
Amazing.
But yeah, they are my godparents and they are also a shouty family because they're Italian.
Yes.
Italian and French. But so, and the restaurant is like Southern Italian, so it's kind of got that whole
can
vibe.
Can we go
too.
There too?
Of course.
Dreams, just carbs everywhere.
Just like
carbs,
food
carbs,
tour
carbs.
With Amber Mark.
Please. Let's do that.
Oh my God, I would love to do that.
Oh my God, let's film it.
Okay.
Oh, let's just go now. Okay. Let's leave. You're actually going home. You're off home tomorrow, but you're back.
Yes.
Because you're going on tour with Leon Bridges.
I am. Yes.
And you're doing your own headline show at Oslo in Hackney, which is a really beautiful venue. I've seen a lot of great artists there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you looking, because you have, you're going to be meeting Leon soon.
Yes, I haven't met him before, so it'll be exciting.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool, isn't it? Because it's
yeah,
like,
of course.
You're meeting minds that obviously like each other.
Yeah.
Because it's been agreed, so he has to like you. And it's kind of like exciting in that sense, right?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I haven't toured Europe yet. I've been to Europe many times, but I haven't toured it. So it'll be a new experience.
I think we're quite nice. I think.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure.
We'll see. I have to like experience the different crowds and, you know, in different countries and stuff like
that. I think that'll be quite eye-opening for you, because I think I feel like everyone is always really like judgy of London because we can be a bit held back.
That's what I hear. I mean, I've always felt like I've experienced good shows here. I feel like I'm jinxing myself now, especially since I have three shows here coming up. But I don't know, I've experienced very enjoyable crowds, but I don't know, I always have a really good time on stage, so maybe I'm just like within myself and not even paying attention to anyone, just enjoying myself. But I've never felt like awkward or anything like that.
But that's the key. If you're enjoying yourself, who cares what anyone else thinks?
I guess, yeah, that's true.
But also, I think on that vibe, sometimes if your act is kind of like that, you're a bit down in the dumpies maybe when you're performing, then maybe that is the reaction. Maybe London mirrors basically what you are. So because you've got kind of energy and vibes, maybe that's why. Maybe that's what's wrong with London, is we just copy what we see. I don't know.
And I have heard it from multiple people, though, that London can be a hard crowd to please.
Yeah, basically what you've got to know is, which is a good thing for artists, is a lot of the crowd is industry people, and sometimes they just stand and nod their head, which is obviously a little bit disconcerting, but it doesn't mean they're not liking it. If anything, they're probably loving it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're internally going nuts, but they're just looking at you, staring at you in the eye. You know, when you're on stage, can you see in people's eyes? Because that would freak me out.
Yes, you can. I mean, sometimes like you're kind of just looking straight off, but there's certain parts of a song I like to like interact with an audience member, so I will look at them in the eyes and stuff like that. But that doesn't weird me out. On Tuesday I looked straight into like a guy's eye because I was like doing Love Me Right or whatever, and he like kind of raised his eyebrows at me, and I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, this isn't about you. Yeah.
I didn't expect him to respond that way. So
did he ask for your number?
I didn't see him after, so I mean, he didn't interrupt my show, so
which would have been
imagine
the complete opposite of what you've learned about London. You got asked out live on stage. Put You On is a banger.
Yes, I love that
Dram song. Is incredible.
He's amazing.
Such a great feature for such a great track.
Yeah,
the artwork is sick. It's so extra.
And
1980s 90s,
yeah,
New
exactly
York.
Kind of got that vibe. I don't know, it's like a weird parallel universe of contemporary times but also late 80s early 90s vibes going, you know?
It was very for me, it was very Pretty Woman.
Yeah, there was kind of some, yeah, exactly.
It was like really bougie but like sexy.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's really funny because the cover we shot on my roof, and there's really nothing there.
Is that
for
your roof?
Yeah, and there's just like a bunch of air vents and stuff like that, and it's kind of like rubbish is all over the place. But so we had to try and cover that, and I was like, because you can kind of see the Empire State Building, and I really wanted to capture that to kind of get like that New York vibe going. So
you can't just kind of see it; you can see it from your window. Like that's because that's what I'm saying.
It's
like,
only at one angle though, so we had to only shoot one section because you can't like there's a bunch of buildings blocking it as well, so you had to like kind of
if you move slightly to the left you can't see it anymore. Yeah, but listen, that, you're still in New York and have got a view from the it's like all your friends come over, you're like, everybody stand, just turn a little bit to the left, you'll see it. But that's amazing. It looks like a beautiful apartment, but as you say, it's like that Instagram thing of you can frame everything out of the shot to make it look like the perfect. But
I like put like all these vines and flowers kind of on the but we ended up cropping that area anyway so you don't see it, but I like put all these flowers and plants kind of at the bottom just so we could cover the cables running below my legs.
Hey, listen, it looks beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it. You kind of love flowery stuff because in your last video it was like so, I mean obviously the theme of that track was like love and it was kind of, you were giving that in every way, that essence, but that whole EP was kind of a bit about your journey in love. And I want to, is it Conexão? I want to pronounce it right.
Conexão.
See, I knew I'd fucking
You gotta
it
get all, like, you know, Brazilian Portuguese with it.
Conexão.
Conexão.
Conexão. Basically, I love it.
Thank
it's
you.
The follow-up to 3:33 a.m.
Yes.
All of your work is super honest and kind of like raw.
Yes.
And we're on a bit of a journey with you right now.
Yes.
That EP was super, not lovey-dovey, but definitely about the matters of the heart.
Yes. Finding, kind of finding love again and
yeah.
trying to, you know, discover that side of me.
Because 3:33 a.m. was super like deep and, yeah. And I'm really again sort of enamored by your bravery by putting across the emotions that you did on that EP
yeah.
and following it through, because talking about even talking about love can be difficult, but talking about grief is
yeah. I found it harder to talk about love actually.
Really,
not
really?
To love actually a sentence there, but I yeah I don't know I think it was more like embarrassed almost because I was kind yeah. of just like I felt like I in real life just talking about relationships and like romance and stuff like that. I don't really do that because it's like so cheesy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm like want to have a private life or anything like that. It's just that I find it so cheesy and like I don't ever want to be that person. But I kind of like I couldn't like resist it. It was just what I was feeling and stuff like that. So I had to kind of express it. So it was harder for me to express that than it was to express the other things, because that was more what I was really like going through. And it was more of like this release to like let out because I had held it in so long of when I was writing 3:33 a.m. So it was like.
By that
happy
point,
to share
you
it.
Were like ready to let it go.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was happy to share it because you know there's so many people that could really connect with that, and I felt like a lot of those people feel alone and stuff like that. So it was kind of a way, a release for me, and it was a way to connect with other people and stuff like that.
And from what I've seen on your socials and in interviews that you've said, is that people really did connect with you.
Yes, it was quite surprising. I didn't expect it. To for people to respond to that, especially to like Monsoon, which was a quite I tried to generalize a lot of the tracks on 3:33 a.m. and then with Monsoon I was very like particular about who it was about
yeah.
and all of that stuff. So I think the fact that people really connected with that one was quite shocking to me and amazing at the same time. So
I'm not gonna lie though, it's this, as a punter, as a fan, it's difficult not to, like, it had
yeah.
you had my heart in my throat yeah. in it, and it's like it's something that not everyone can do or has the experience that you've had. And so when someone is portraying, it's the same, I guess, when people see artists open up about depression and anxiety mm-hmm. Real life human things that yeah. happen to people. And it's like, wow, like you're a real life human who's also really talented, and I can connect and make that make yeah. it into what I want it to be
yeah.
and hear it and help with other people's grieving processes. Yes.
Yeah, that was the thought process there. It's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, but a beautiful ride, I'm sure.
Yes, amazing. It's been like very surreal, and every day is just kind of something new and exciting happening. So
yeah,
yeah.
As I was saying, the visuals on Love Be Right.
Yes,
love, 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 love. Flowers everywhere.
Yes, it was awesome. This director Sophia Ray, who's actually from London.
Oh,
she's
really?
Amazing. Yeah, she kind of, you know, we worked really closely together, and obviously the whole creative team involved was just beautiful. We shot it out in LA and so like in a warehouse, and it was a lot of fun.
It was super extra, and
it was
super,
very extra.
But I was really into it. Like,
yeah.
I just think boring music videos, I'm just like, I don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to talk about this because it was so, it was kind of like Lady in the Water, like, you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
old painting.
Yeah, yeah,
do you
yeah,
know
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, and it was very, we definitely took from like romance and stuff like that, and, you know, in the art world as well. And so, yeah, that was pretty crazy being in that pink. It was like a plastic pool with like pink, and then they added like milk and like pink food dye and Jello, I think they added.
So to us it looks really sexy, and then you're just sat in there like, what?
It was very cold.
Very cold and very gloopy.
Yeah, it wasn't really gloopy or anything like that, but it definitely was interesting. And they kept having to put hot water in it because I was like shivering. Yeah, and I had to pee. It was just like this hole.
Did you pee in the pool?
No, I did not. I didn't,
promise me.
I swear I didn't, because there was the guy who was doing, he was holding the camera. I felt really bad. He was in the pool with me, so I didn't want to pee in the pool.
Oh, so that's the only reason you didn't pee in the pool?
No,
because
exactly.
There was another guy there.
I didn't want to do that.
He's suddenly like, oh, did someone put some warm water in
yeah.
here? We've got a kind of different color vibe going on as well. Kind of a yellowy hue. Are you going to do some visuals for Put You On? Or?
Yes, we actually already shot them. They should be, I don't know the exact date, but I believe it's at the end of this month, I want to say, but don't quote me on that because I don't know the exact date.
Can you tell us anything about it?
Yes. There's a lot of monochromatic coloring going on. This woman, Maha Neela, she directed it, and we shot it in New York. So it's got some New York vibes. Drom is in it.
Good.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It was, you know, just, you know, we shot on my rooftop again. That was fun too.
Listen, that rooftop's getting a lot of airtime. I'm liking it.
Yeah, it was, I mean, there's some great styling in it. I think you guys are going to enjoy it.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to come to New York and have a food tour.
Yeah.
With you and your godparents just hanging out on your rooftop. And maybe I'm going to try and shoehorn my way into another music video. While you've been here, you met Jeff Goldblum.
I did.
That's so sick.
He was hilarious. So kind. I actually saw him at the airport and didn't know he was going to do the same thing I was going to do. Because we performed this like universal event.
Yeah, because he's doing music now.
Yeah, he was playing the piano. He was with Gregory Porter, which is really amazing. Whoa, to see them perform together. But yeah, so I saw him at the airport and he was like on the fast track, you know, through customs and stuff like that. And basically, like, the line was held up during Fast Track because he was taking pictures with people. So nice. And I was like, yeah. I feel like a celebrity would just want to, like, kind of get over the whole, like, going through customs. But he was so sweet. And so, I mean, obviously, I didn't bother him then. But then to hear that he was going to be, like, that day that he was going to be performing that night. So our green rooms were right next to each other.
And then, so it's like serendipity.
Yeah. So after the show, he, like, came up and we, like, spoke to each other. And then, obviously, my manager was like, can I get a picture of you guys? And so he was like, sure. And we, like, started dancing. It was really, I don't know how we went into that. It was, like, a very slow dance.
Mate.
But he was really sweet. Yeah.
That is everything I'd wanted and more from your story about him, though, because he does come across as the world's nicest man.
He really is so kind and, like, just, like, very open and very funny.
Weirdly, I had a similar experience when I interviewed Post Malone a little while ago.
Oh, really?
We also did a dancing photo.
Really?
And I feel like I spearheaded that. Okay. But I think he was less enthused than Jeff was. But listen, girls got to get it where she can, exactly. You know? So you're off back tomorrow, but you're coming back. Is there anything that you're kind of desperate to do while you're... Because you've visited London a lot, obviously, but with making music.
Yeah, I think this is like my sixth time here. I want to say sixth, maybe seventh.
You're
time.
Basically a Londoner now, babe.
Yeah. I mean, my label's based out of here, so it kind of
makes sense.
Like family, you know, coming here, seeing people and, you know, friends and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know if there's really... I mean, I just... There's certain restaurants that I like... kind of always
talk
like
to
I
me.
Need to go to.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a huge Dishoom fan.
Oh, so. Okay. Come through Dishoom. I love Dishoom.
Yes. I went through a pie phase when I came here like two times ago or something like
yes!
that.
Yes.
But I've been trying to not do carbs, although I've been failing horribly this time around.
Yeah, but pies aren't really carbs, are they?
They are.
There's a lot of carbs. Listen, you've got to, I feel like in life, you've got to eat carbs. It sounded like I was going to say something really profound then.
Yeah, it did. But I think you did. I think you nailed it.
I'm coming to New York and we're going to have carbs. Just so
okay,
you know, it's
that's
carbs
fine.
Everywhere.
I'm probably going to just keep telling myself that I'm not going to and continuously.
When you come back
carbs.
Here, I'd love to take you out on a carb tour.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Unluckily, I don't have any family members with any restaurants, but.
It's okay.
One time I did blag my way into Dishoom pretending that I had a table when I didn't. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
You know how they don't book tables?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hate queuing. So I
don't understand.
To the, front.
The last time we went, I ended up going to a different one because the one I stood online for or attempted to stand in line for was like they had a really long line but none of the tables were set, so it was kind of like it's empty and I kind of
so
felt like
annoying.
Yeah, I kind of felt like they were just doing that because it's like, oh, it looks good, so I was just like, you know what, I'm going to the next one.
They think they're famous, man.
They do. They mean, understandably, their food's really good.
Yeah, but. the food is good and you can have a lot of non-alcoholic cocktails that make you think that you're drinking alcohol, which is, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I normally go for the alcoholic ones, but sorry.
No, definitely, yeah. But if I'm doing like a one-day detox, which occasionally happens, very occasionally. I started today with two glasses of Prosecco, and that's
oh,
how
really?
I like to start
oh my god,
day.
Prosecco, that's my favorite. Right now I'm doing sparkling rosé and Prosecco. Those are my two, like...
That's because of the Italian thing.
Yeah, it is.
You've got parents
so
are Italian,
people
Prosecco's
are always
Italian.
Like, the other night we went to an Italian restaurant, and...
the server like spilt, he had a tray of two glasses of Prosecco and he gave one and then spilt the second one all over the place. And then the manager came over and was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like a glass of champagne. And I was like, no, no, no. Prosecco, please.
No, what you should have said was two glasses of Prosecco instead of the one champagne, yeah, a bottle of Prosecco.
No, but I actually prefer Prosecco. I think I just like the bigger bubbles.
Yeah.
I mean, although like apparently it's better to have, it's like more fancy if you have the smaller bubble, but
lit fuck small bubbles,
exactly,
but fuck that shit, just drink those big bubble, yeah, butts. Big butts, big. I cannot lie. Okay, really gone off topic there, yeah. Have you got any, can you give us any information about, is there another EP coming, is there an album coming?
There is an album, there's a bunch of singles coming.
Okay.
And then there is an album coming next year.
Ooh.
I want to say, I don't know exact time, but I'm thinking like around summer.
Ooh. So. And is there more, have you been working with other artists like Dram? Have you got any more collabs coming out?
We have some collabs coming out, but none of them are confirmed, so I can't really say anything. But we definitely have some singles coming out, and I've worked with some producers that I'm really excited that I've dreamt of working with and stuff like that. So ooh, it'll be cool. I'm starting now to put out music that it's not just been on my own. It's been like working with other people. So this is kind of like a whole new world that I'm exploring. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe because obviously you covered Sade in mm-hmm. your last, maybe you could cover that song in your new,
I know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe do an album of Disney classics. Just saying.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
Listen, I'm here for it.
And that's the album that's coming out this summer.
Woo! And I will purchase that ASAP. Okay. So get it out there. Maybe we can launch it in an Italian restaurant.
That would, I mean, I'm not opposed to that.
You can dress as a mermaid. I'll be Ursula.
Okay. No.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I mean, she's kind of cool.
She's extra.
Yeah.
She's the most extra. Yeah. We should probably play your song. I've kept you here for so long. We should probably play some music now. Is there anything, are you doing anything tonight on your last night? Are you going to be going out and experiencing London?
I will. I'm gonna, my best friend from like when I used to live in Goa actually just moved here, so I'm gonna be hanging out with her. And then prior to that, I will be dining with the owners of my label. So
we'll be up in
wining and dining, you know.
What's nice is that you won't have to pay for that.
That's true.
Free stuff is great.
Yes.
Nothing better than free food, is there?
That's very, very true. I love free food.
You must know about that. Family got a restaurant. Listen.
Yes. I'm very blessed and spoiled when it comes to the food lituation.
And now I'm blessed every time I come to New
exactly.
York, forcibly pushing myself into your life.
No, there's no force there. Don't worry. You're very welcome to come anytime.
Listen, don't say that because I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be on the same flight as you. Like, hey, babe, you said it was okay. By the way, I'm staying with you on your rooftop terrace.
I mean, I'm actually going to Austin tomorrow, so. But you can come to that ACL. That'll be fun.
Right, I'll just have to quickly call my flight company. Amber, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Put You On as a banger. Please, can you introduce it for us?
All right. Here's this late 80s, 90s, but actually 2018 banger. Put You On.
Looking real good, I'm digging your style. I ain't seen you in a while. Damn, girl, it's been a long time. I ain't seen you in a while. But you're looking real good, I'm digging your style.
As soon as the jet touched down, knew I had to see what's up. Been a while since I've been back round, and you're all on my mind, showing up. So meet me at 113. You might not recognize me. You post, and I'm liking what I see.
down. My Dominican indictment know the way I get down. See, I'm the big babes, long dreads, big braids. On my way to you, Bed-Stuy, J-Train. Ryan L-I-T-G, cause she reps Long Island. Shout out, Big Miss, my Muslim brother in Harlem. Took me to the fish spot, where I beg for your pardon. Then I gave you my number, and I'm glad that you called me.
My new best friend, Amber Mark, there, who's going to take me on a food tour. Nothing is... I know a lot of the time on this music show that I do, I talk about food. But listen, if you're not here for it, then I'm not here for you, because food's one of the most important things in my life. What a babe. Make sure you go and check her out on the Leon Bridges tour. And also, she's performing at Oslo 2 days after she finishes tour with Leon Bridges. So go and check her out. She's amazing. Now, today is... ending very soon. We've only got a couple of minutes left of the show, but I'm going to give you a quick This week's champion is Little Sims. Now, I know I played her track last week, but she dropped Boss, and this song is so incredible. She also, by the way, she dropped Offense and Boss very close to each other, but Offense, the video, came out yesterday. It's incredible. I think she had a lot to do with the behind the scenes of this one, which I feel like she has a lot to do with all of the behind the scenes of what she does. But she's amazing. I went to see her a while ago and I was blown away by her lyricism and her confidence and her... She's just a really, really exciting artist. And I feel like there's an album coming. I feel that there's got to be an album coming. This is the first solo track since her album Stillness in Wonderland. She's obviously appeared on Mahalia's Proud of Me back in February, but these are the first sort of solo tracks that she's dropped. The production's like super spacey, vibey and bassy of this track, Boss. I'm really into the sample that's in it. I'm a boss in a fucking dress. I just want to say that all the time, even though I never wear dresses. But if I was wearing a dress, I'd be a boss in it. The track appeared on HBO's Insecure, so it's already had really big sync in America. It's about self-empowerment, no distractions, and the road to success that she is obviously very much on. She's a really, really, really exciting artist. I think if you haven't twigged onto Little Sims yet, you need to take a minute, go back through her. She released two albums, Stillness in Wonderland, which was in 2016, and A Curious Tale of Trials and Persons in 2015. She's also an actor, I didn't realise. She's been in a few TV shows. She's got many talents, this girl. So yeah, she dropped the video for Offense yesterday. The Boss artwork, she also, I think she actually shot the artwork, or at least she shot the young girl who's in her artwork for Boss. She did some shooting of that. She's a really talented photographer. Basically, is there anything this girl can't do? I don't know. I think she does a lot of the behind the scenes of her shoots and stuff, obviously the bits that she's not in. Jay-Z's a fan. Kendrick Lamar once said of her that she's the illest doing it right now on a radio show. And she's interesting because she doesn't like being called a female MC. She said, I'm not a UK female MC. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I'm not someone you can put in a box. Because I think it's the same as being called, like when I get called a female DJ, it's like, no. Me being a woman hasn't got much to do with the fact that I'm making music, which I just think... She also, in this video, for the brand new video that she dropped today for Offense, the styling is out of this world. She looks sick. It's a really well shot. It's not like there's nothing... There's not no major storyline to this video. It's more like it's set in one room, but it's just the power and the energy behind it is so sick. Hopefully we're going to get a video for Boss. I'm really hoping so. But this girl has to be my champion this week. Big up, Little Sims. Thanks for all your hard work, babe. I hope you're going to release an album soon, because I think it's going to be incredible if you do. Thanks to all of our guests for today. We're finishing the show today with the song. So big up to all of our guests, Wesley, Jack DeUnion, Jacob Banks, Valences, and of course, Amber Mark just now. Been a lovely show. We'll catch you next week at the same time, same place. This is Boss, Little Sims. Champion of the week.
follow the rhythm. I disregarded all opinions and continue my mission. Unapologetically, I'll be bossing it, getting better with age. Got it back, never lost it, my legacy remains. Rejected the dotted line, but not the pen. Invested in myself, that was money well spent. Came home, mommy burning incense. Remember trying to think of ways to help contribute to the rent. Now the room's upstate, top suite, penthouse views, where there's no family or friends. What life do I want? No, I gotta choose, for it's too late. Well, I guess it all depends. I was running with Toby and them. Never looked back once I discovered a pen. Dedicated it all to the art. Who would've known it would be this from the start?